These teenagers in the Rolfes family basement aren't just socializing. They're part of the robotics team, and they're practicing stacking cones. And it's much more complicated than it sounds. These students are members of the 1008M team, just one from the Vermilion Area Robotics Club, which gives kids from elementary through high school an opportunity to learn robotics and how to write computer code. Susan Rolfes started the club about 4 years ago and is the advisor. Her kids Roger and Emily are on the team. Their basement has been transformed into a practice arena for teams to finesse their robots. She explains a bit about this year's state competition. It's sponsored by Vex Robotics, which supports STEM education and holds competitions around the world. Each season, the organization sets a challenge. This year, it involves a robot that moves and stacks plastic cones on the court.
So when they're stacking, they want to be able to stack the tallest stack. And that's where they got...
Roger, who's a high school sophomore and the team captain, starts to disagree.
Well, there's a lot of strategy. Roger, I'll let you talk about it.
You can go as high as you want, but... It's at a certain point, the time it takes to go all the way up to the top and all the way down to the bottom makes it slower to do just high instead of just doing a couple low stacks.
Other team members explain specifics of the competition. There are bonuses for stack placement and more if the robot parks just right when the round is up. It's all about strategizing for speed and efficiency, not to mention actually building and programming the robot itself. Today, the team is troubleshooting a new method to stack the cones. Young XU is a sophomore and one of the builders. He explains.
Well, our current transitional system here is called the rack and pinion. It basically moves one direction and it transfers the cone from the ground to our stack. This new transitional system is more like a arch, basically. It goes up. And the benefit of
the new attachment they've constructed gives them just a little bit of extra height for stacking, which can translate to a major advantage during the competition. Roger Rolfes has done a little bit of everything for the team, but designing is his favorite.
I like it more than building. I mean, I'm okay with building, but I really like designing and executing design well and watching it work after having it thought about it in my brain and then making it come to life and work well.
When things don't work as planned, these students enjoy the challenge. Roger's older sister, Emily Rolfes, is a senior and says troubleshooting is her favorite part of the process.
Because there's just so many things it could be, and like when you finally figure it out and you fix it and it works right, it's such an amazing feeling.
That creative thinking is part of why their mom started the club, after she realized that there were no computer coding classes in their school. Susan Rolfes has a computer science and engineering degree and says robotics helps kids develop analytical skills that aren't always part of regular curriculum.
In a math class, 2 + 2 is always 4. Where when you're designing something, you design it on your own, you go back and you re-engineer and constantly re-engineer and test and re-engineer and test, and it teaches kids to just constantly make or improve something, a process, and I love that.
And that love has spread well beyond just the Rolfes family.
Last year I coached 8 teams out of my basement. It was a little crazy.
To recruit new members, the students get the word out in Vermilion through programs at the local library and demonstrations for other organizations like the Girl and Boy Scouts. But to keep the robotics team going, fundraising is essential. And because the club is not part of the school district or regular class time, the teams are responsible for equipment and other expenses. Susan Rolfes applies for and has received various grants, and parents cover travel expenses to the matches. The rest is up to sponsors and donations. Stian Olsen is a senior and works on robot maintenance for the team. He calls the team's fundraising technique non-traditional. He says they go around to local businesses,
walk right in the door with our robots in hand, and ask if they want to see a demonstration and want to sponsor us. So we get weird looks, we get people really excited about it, and sometimes we bring home money.
It's not so different in the professional world. Susan Rolfes says engineers and designers are always looking for investors, so it's good experience for the students to learn to sell their program. And since there aren't coding classes in the Vermilion School yet, the students learn that on their own time, too. Sophomore Will Hackamer learned his beginning coding from teammate Roger Rolfes. Since then, he's taken a programming class through the University of South Dakota and hopes to take an Intro to Computer Science class through Dakota State University next year. But outside of those classes, Will says there's plenty of support online from other students who participate in VEX competitions.
Google is your best friend at that point. It's, you know, you just Google the problem, There's a whole VEX forum where people will ask, like, hey, I can't do this. Does anyone have an example? Besides what Roger taught me and those classes, most of the kids in VEX are definitely self-taught.
And it's complex material. A piece of programming that automates a robot for just 15 seconds can mean more than 400 lines of code. Susan Rolfes says good code includes comments, or pseudocode, so that other programmers or team members can quickly see what each section is meant to accomplish. Will admits he struggles with that extra step.
I can read my code fine, but that's definitely another difficulty, and it's definitely made me a more organized person just in general, even with schoolwork and stuff, you know.
While Will keeps working on his coding skills, Roger Rolfes and fellow sophomore Nate Bonsack practice driving. One moves the robot around the arena, while the other controls the stacking arm. Roger's tongue sticks out as he concentrates. Susan Rolfes says she's found Roger sleeping downstairs after spending the night working on a problem. Other middle school students have spent 12 hours at a time practicing and fine-tuning their robots. Rolfes hopes to get coding and robotics into the school district eventually, but she says this club fills a void in the community and offers a chance to get even young children exposed to the engineering field.
Because by the time they're in high school, a lot of times they're into other things. They're into sports and they're into dating and they're into, you know, just hanging out. So I think getting kids involved early is really important because then we're going to see more kids doing it as they get to the high school age.
And she says keeping students interested is important so they can lead the changing world in technology, science, and math. But for now, she's thrilled to see students who've worked hard and succeeded over the last few seasons of competitions.
It's amazing because I want to see them have a world impact and feel what it's like. I want them to go to world and experience that and see what other kids their age, you know, other nerdy kids are doing their age and seeing that it's okay and it's cool and setting goals.
What comes next for Team 1008M? They earned the Excellence Award and the Tournament Championship at the VEX Robotics State Competition. Either one on its own would have qualified them for the World Championship. In all, five of the Vermilion Area Robotics Club teams earned a spot in that competition this spring. With a $975 fee per team, that means a lot more fundraising, and the club set up a GoFundMe page. But the team's next goal? World Champions. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry in Vermilion.